Blog Talk Radio.
Dream, not our own, not your own, but someone else's dream. Good morning, America, and good morning, world. Good morning, America, and good morning, world. Today is June the 11th in the year of 2015. Hope everybody is well and blessed. Doing as best they can with their current condition. And like I always say, and I know for a fact, just hold on, hang on. This change is coming. Change is definitely on its way. Now, the name of this broadcast today is Who Are the Children of God? Who are the children of God? Okay. It's kind of an interesting question. I've been asked to come and do a broadcast today. I'm very, very tired, very sleepy. I had a long night last night talking to people, saving souls, and just a bunch of stuff. So forgive me because I sound a little lethargic because I am. I'm tired, but there's never any rest for the weary. You know, when you're out here, spreading the word of God and holding a ministry, you know, and growing a ministry and manifesting a ministry, it's a lot of work. It takes everything you have, you know, especially when you're trying to, you know, wear a few hats, you know, but the beautiful and blessed part about it is, and what makes it all worthwhile, is the reward of from God, from the Hallowed. And you can see it. You know, I can see it. I can feel it. And it's a beautiful thing. It's nothing that you can't put. There's no monetary value that you can put or place against this blessing, none whatsoever. You know, the rewards you get for helping people in all walks of life, on the spot, in the moment, it's a blessed thing, you know, to see their spirit enlightened, you know, in that moment. You know that you have captured them, you know, for God, you know, in the name of God, in the name of the Hallowed. And it's almost kind of like, you know, it's an ongoing mission, but it's an accomplishment. It's a beautiful and blessed thing. Let's see here. Well, what the reason I was asked to come and do a broadcast is because of the events that took place in McKinney, Texas. And again, society is missing the whole point. You know, they just totally missing the whole point. We won't get it until we do it right, until we get it right. And the only way to do this in society is have God in the center, have the Creator, have the Hallowed, the righteous in the center of all that goes on, you see. It was interesting, you know, how this video and how this event took place, and what caused, you know, the police officers to be summoned, you know, to that location, you see. But we really don't look at that. You know, the media is really not, you know, bringing that forward. They're basically dealing with an end result, which was tragic. It was wrongly done. You know, there's definitely a better, much better ways to go about, you know, what the police officer done to that child, you know, the 14-year-old girl. But there was events that took place that led up to that confrontation. And again, I use the word confrontation. You see, in all the broadcasts that I've done prior, and all these things that have occurred concerning law enforcement, okay, this is who they are. They enforce the law. All right? And there's confrontations that are taking place. You know, prior to the end result or the reaction, there's an action and then there's a reaction that's involved in all of these incidences. Now, in the McKinney, Texas incident, prior to the young lady being grabbed by the police officer and slung to the ground and pinned down, they were called out because there was a fight breaking out, taking place, and they were trespassing on private property at a swimming pool where some were invited and many were not invited to the pool party, and the fights breaking out. Now, it's a sad reality. See, the thing about it is us black folks, and I can speak on behalf of this because I am that. We don't want to accept the blame. We always want to cry victim in these circumstances. And it's simply not the case. It's an end result, and it ends up, you know, very sadly. But what goes on prior? See, this is the key. This is what it's really all about. You're in a nice neighborhood, and you have a group of black kids gathered there. Now, I guess there were some white kids there too. We don't see them, you know, too much in the media, you know, on being televised. At least I haven't seen them. But the black kids broke out into fights, you know, fighting. Now, we're at a pool party. Now, keep in mind, we're at a pool party, okay? So a party is supposed to be a good time, a good gathering, a good occurrence. We're not at a pool fight, you see. There's a place for all of that. You know, there's a place if you want to get into fighting, as MMA and boxing and all this other kind of stuff where, you know, young men or young women can go and, you know, release their anger or whatever, you know, they have, you know, bottled up inside of them that cause these events to take place. Now, there was a lady, a black lady, that they put on Fox News today. They had her on Fox News today, and she chastised the parents of these children. And she's accurate. She is absolutely spot on as to where the problem resides. And see, the thing about it is that we don't want to accept that. You know, we You know, I had a very heated debate 2 nights ago with a group of black people, or African Americans. We're going to get specific on, you know, on the African American thing, because that's really who we are and what it is. And it kind of got a little loud, you know, and I was looking, I was sitting back, now I'm calm, explaining, you know, my side of the story and things of that nature, and looking at the agitation in the people that I was talking to, loud, you know, outspoken, you know, overbearing, and all of these other excited type behaviors. And then we wonder where it comes from. You know, we wonder where, when our children are confronted by law enforcement, which, you know, typically are going to be white, why is there such a, you know, a backlash and a confrontation that, you know, results in a confrontation, okay? Again, this lady says, you know, that the parents of these children are not raising our children right, and she's absolutely correct. She is absolutely correct. The reason I say that with accuracy is because I ask my daughters. One is 23 and in medical school, pursuing her doctorate of osteopathic medicine. My youngest is 16, and she is already a college student. She's already in college. Furthermore, she has started college already, and they're almost ready to advance her a level in college. I mean, she's already pretty much taken on the freshman criteria, and is pretty much prepared to be a sophomore, even though she's just starting college. Now, she did take some classes, some college courses that transferred over in high school and allowed her to have a head start. You know, all of her peers there that she's with today are taking classes that she took a year or two ago. And I'm just saying this to say, you know, and she's not the only one. Don't get me wrong. You know, there's a lot of, you know, African-American children that are very, very intelligent and very, you know, forward thinking and progressing. And it's a blessing, you know, to see that. You know, I've seen a commencement of a large African-American body in her school, and it was a beautiful event. It really, really was. A message was bestowed upon the graduates that I don't think they will ever, and it was by one of their peers, one of their classmates, gave us just a very, very nice speech. And it was about maturing and going forward into the world, you see, and how you go about that, being upstanding citizens and productive individuals in society. I didn't see that the other day in the McKinney incident. And this is what, you know, prompted me to come forward and do this broadcast. Who are the children of God? Now, if we look in Matthew, I believe it's 5. Let me see if I can pull this up right quick so we can get some confirmation. Because all of this is certainly relative to the broadcaster. Okay, now I told you I got into a heated debate with some African American people two nights ago, and they were basically telling, you know, looking at the incident of the young lady confronting or being confronted by the white law enforcement officer, and how he, you know, manhandled her pretty much and slung her to the ground a couple of times. Now, he really didn't physically harm her. He didn't punch her or anything like that. You know, he was really trying to restrain her. Now, what she said to the officer, and they are right in a certain regard. Now, what their argument was is, regardless of what the officer, I mean, what the young lady, the 14-year-old girl, said to the law enforcement, to the law officer, you know, he didn't have the right to go get her and bring her back, snatch her back to that location, you know, to wrestle her to the ground. He lost his cool. So whatever, and it'd be interesting, and let's see if we can find out, you know, what was said, what was so volatile that that young lady said to that police officer that caused him to react, not act, but to react, you know, in that particular manner. Let's see if we can find that out, see if we can get that aired as well, because I think whatever it was a very critical statement. It was a very critical point of the going on at that particular time. Whatever it was, it dug deep into the police officer there. And so they're in their spirit of debate, they were correct in that regard. He didn't have, you know, he should have just left it alone. He could have just left it alone, but he didn't. Okay, now, who are the children of God? Now, let's look at, because what I did was, after they got through all that spirited, loud, giving their side of the of how they believe, I went straight to the scripture. I just opened the scripture because all these people that I was talking to are very God-conscious people, okay, church-going people, claiming to be, you know, Christian, Baptist, or Methodist, or whatever, and so forth and so on. And when I went to Matthew 5:5-9, I simply said, after they quieted down, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Now, in that particular scene, in that setting, who were the peacemakers? Who were the ones called to bring peace into an unruly environment? All hell breaking loose. I'm going to say all hell breaking loose. It's in the Bible, so I can say it. You know, who was doing that? Fighting, yelling, cursing, trespassing, belligerent behavior. You know, all of these things taking place. This is reality, folks. This is what we do not want to accept. You know, we don't want to take, you know, the blame for. It's like this lady says about the parents raising their children. All we want to do is cry victim when it has a bad outcome. Now, if you look at all of the events that have taken place, all of the events, you know, Eric, whatever the guy's name, the heavyset gentleman was selling cigarettes, allegedly selling cigarettes, Johnson that was killed, was gunned down by the police officer there in Ferguson, Missouri. You know, and the majority of these, you know, events are taking place. Even the guy that, you know, Scott, that got shot in the back, you know, as he ran away, as he fled, you know, from law enforcement. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, the police officer should not have shot him. He's going to pay. That's murder, you know. But now, had he just sat in his car and he had a $18,000 child support in arrearage, so we got an issue, we got a problem there. He's riding around a brand new Mercedes. Well, not a brand new, but a new purchased Mercedes. And he's not meeting his obligations. But furthermore, he gets out and decides, I mean, to run from law enforcement. Do you think he's, I mean, did he really, in his mind, at his age, did he actually think he was going to outrun the police on foot? I mean, come on. You know, had he just sat there and took his, you know, lick, you know, in other words, been arrested, you know, for the warrant, taken to jail, dealt with it, came before the judge, you know, the judge would have said, you know, you got to pay, you know, you got to start with us, garnish your wage or garnish your pay or whatever the case may be. Whatever it was, it didn't equate to loss of life. He would have still been alive today. Confrontation. Where are the peacemakers? Where are the children of God? Where are those who teach those to be the children of God, the peacemakers? Where are they? Where are they in our community now? A lot of times we say, well, the white man does this and the white do that and the white. I'm not talking about the white people. You know, I'm talking about black people. I'm talking about the African American people. You know, where is our accountability? You see, you don't use another man as a measure. When you stand before God, when you stand before the Hallowed, the Creator, you can't give the testimony, well, they did this and they did that. How do you think God's going to look at you? How do you think He is going to look at you? In amazement. Do you actually think that I wanted to give you grace because you are behaving in the manner in which you do and are and have because of the way another behaves, someone else behaves? Could be your uncle, could be your aunt, could be your grandmother, could be your mom, or whoever. And you think He's going to give you a pass on that? Unbelievable if you do. So we don't use another man as a measure. We look at ourselves. We look at how we are doing what we do. Okay, so now let me confirm this. After I asked my girls, I wanted to do it separately because I didn't want, you know, one to look at the other and, you know, what are you going to say and what you're going to say. I wanted to get the truth from them individually. And my youngest daughter said all he had to do was say one time, go home, leave this area, leave this scene, one time. And she said he probably wouldn't have to say it. You know, she's a little bit more, my youngest daughter's a little bit more curious than my oldest daughter. Because what she's going to do, my youngest daughter, I know what she's going to do is try to spiritually calm the situation. That's her calling. That's how she is. She is going to put the Spirit of God out of her mouth and try to calm the situation. She's going to try to, you know, bring peace in the moment. Okay, now that's just her nature. My oldest daughter, she is more comical. She's something else. They're both are very, very, very intelligent young women. I am blessed to be their father. I am blessed to be their father. But my oldest daughter, she said when the fight broke out, she'd be pulling up in the driveway at home. When the fight broke out, she said, I would be pulling up, and I mean, that's her. I'm gone. I'll be pulling up in the driveway at home. You don't know how good that makes a parent feel when all the things you try to transfer to them in regards to being a child of God, a child of the Hallowed, a peacemaker, to have them tell you earnestly that they would be at home, they would come home the safe base without hesitation, confrontation. You know, as my grandfather would say, God bless him, he lived to be 103, he had to be cutting the good road down, getting home. That means that all the things that you pour into these children, into your children, they are living by it. They are living it. They are it's there. It's how I am. Any time that I've ever had any confrontation with law enforcement, it's been a very amicable situation. So much so that they are talking about how pleasant, you know, the pleasantries, you know, let me go, let me, you know, go on about my day. You know, God bless you. They're conscious. They're people too. They're not robots or soulless individuals. You know, there was a pastor that, a black pastor, and I didn't get his name, and I wish I would have, and where he is located at, but he is basically on the verge of telling society, especially black people, because he makes it a black and white thing, a racial thing, to be confrontational with law enforcement. Where does he stand in the eyes of God? Where does he stand as far as being a peacemaker and a child of God? So what did he carry as a title of pastor, minister, bishop, whatever the case may be? It's null and void if you're not obeying the word of God. It's null and void if you're not obeying the word of Yeshua, the teacher. This is the one they talk about. That's the one they teach out of. Now, do they really touch on these particular, what they call a beatitude? I don't hear it that much. I just don't hear it that much. Even coming from the pulpit, but there is so much in there. This is what I teach my children over and over. This is what I've taught them growing up. And I teach them that God is watching. This is real, folks. This is not, you know, you don't have, you know, God is spirit. That's why I taught, you know, in the earlier previous broadcast, this is how he can be everywhere at all times. This is why we do not create any image of him, because any image of him would be inaccurate, because he's spirit. And this is how he's able to be everywhere at all. Okay, so I got 90 seconds. So love one another, take care of one another. It's the right thing to do, simply because God is love. But where is he in the moment, you see? What has been transferred to these children? You know, because actions speak louder than words. This is their action. And what brought this about? What brought this on? Fighting. We do this, you know, in Baltimore. Right after the event took place where the young man was died on the way in and out to the hospital, or, you know, to where it was taking him, they took him around about, you know, he mysteriously died. Shouldn't have never taken place. Had he just, you know, gave up to law enforcement, he'd still be alive today. I still got 10 seconds, but I'm going to keep talking. He'd still be alive today. But here's the sad part. There were 43 murders, I believe. I think it was in a month. That was a long measure, it was a month. It could have been a couple of weeks, but there were 43 murders in Baltimore after that occurrence took place. 43. Now, this is black on black crime, folks. How many people took to the streets to protest that? What did the mayor say about that? What did she say about all that going on? You see, where are the peacemakers? Who are the peacemakers, folks? This is real. Now, more than half of the murders committed in America are done by young black men. More than half. 96% of the crimes committed to black people are done by black people. These are reality. These are real figures, folks. So, how and why do we cry victim? And in my previous broadcast, I taught who we actually are. The children of Israel, the children of God. Why are we here? To bring peace unto the land and bring mankind back to God. It's been tore up in this land. Look at it. Look at it for what it is. You know, I share this with, you know, with the listening audience to let us know who we are and what we represent. But we're not doing that. You know, we're not, you know, our children are not being taught the right messages. If anything, they're taught to be rebellious. And we well know, you can't deny, that our children rebel against everything. Authority, elderly, parents, you know, the schools, this unruly generation. And it's going to be sad with it. The plan that they have, you know, for this generation is a very sad conclusion, and it's going to be a lot of lives lost, you know. But they're going to bring order. They're going to, you know, the government won't be overthrown. Society, you know, in terms of law enforcement, will not be defeated. I just don't want it to get, you know, to be a mess out here in society. And if it does, who is to blame? It's the teachers of those who disrupt society, because they did not teach them, firstly, the word of God, and secondly, the will of Yeshua, or peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You see, this message is not resonating. This would not occur. These things wouldn't happen if this was resonating amongst the people. And like God said, you turn your face away from me, I turn my face away from you. It's all there, folks. It's all right there about chasing us with, you know, guns and swords and all this other kind of stuff in this land. You can't deny it. We're acting it out to the letter and to the T. The amazing part about it is it's written 6,000 years ago. So, is there a bright side to this? I do believe so. Yes, I do, and I know that there is, because what's going to happen is going to awaken the consciousness of a people. And we will be made right. We will become a right people, a righteous people again. You see, we had it in antiquity. We didn't, when we went to have disagreement and confrontation, there was no bloodshed at one point in time in our evolution. No bloodshed. The wolfing, just the wolf ticket, button our little shields and stuff. We had no swords, you know, but emulating another man, you know, we drew blood. There was bloodshed. So we can get back to that. When you look at some of the more progressive people that were that have been in society, recent society, they were teaching us a better way. They have been removed to spiritually. They have been removed. And thus the message died with the messenger, right? Dr. King or some of the others that come to show us the right way to live. Now, so we have to become the children of God. We have to become a peacemaker. That, you know, wouldn't take place. All right? So that's that. Now, let me jump tracks right quick. And this Caitlyn Jenner thing, where they're calling her a girl, him a girl, and Vanity Fair and all this other kind of nonsense, that's a man. Anyone that is born of a gender will forever be that gender. Man cannot change, even though they cut off the genital, cut off the organ or whatever, or even if they have put one on. No one, no man can change the gender of a birth. God don't make no mistakes. It is what it is. And Bruce Jenner, he's going to pay for it. All this nonsense that's going on, he ain't never going to be happy. He's not happy now. He's never going to be happy. He's confused. And who is the author of confusion? That's who resides in his brain, in his mind. So, that needs to go. This society is crazy, gone nuts. Where is God in the middle of all of it? The escape cons need to catch them guys. That's an interesting thing, you know, looking at Shawshank Redemption and stuff. I mean, boy, they play that out. That's amazing. Iraq. 400 trainers going to Iraq. This is what ISIS' purpose, the purpose of ISIS was to do, was to bring American troops back to Iraq or in that region because as a quote-unquote sovereign nation, you can't have troops going in because it would be termed an invasion. So they have to be asked to come in or forced to be asked to come in. That's the purpose of ISIS. To bring the trainers and 400 trainers back to Iraq. They didn't get it right, you know, the first time under Mr. Bush. The agreement, you know, expired. The American troops were expelled, pretty much kicked out. Now we have to be asked to come back to finish the job. And it needs to be done very quickly. We need to bring aid to that region, to that area. And bring it forward, you know, for the sake of humanity and the oppressed. Okay? So, anyhow, if we got the power, if we got what it takes to do so, let's do so in the name of God and for what's right. But anyhow, that's my broadcast for today. I had to come on. I asked to come on just to kind of share this so the ears of influence can hear it and take action accordingly. Take care of one another. Love one another. It's the right thing to do. It's what God wants us to do simply because God is love. Till the next broadcast, take care. And so long for now.